T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right here, right now, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline to talk about those St. Louis Cardinals, our buddy Kevin Wheeler from 101 ESPN down there in St. Louis. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good, man. It's opening week, so I'd say more than pretty good. I'd say damn good.
Well, there you go. It's always good for opening day and always good for the baseball season. I'm excited. I obviously, a lot of people there are. We're excited. Fans here are. Cubs fans are. Reds fans are. How do you see the division shaking out?
I think it's probably the deepest division in baseball right now. I don't think anybody's terrible. I'm not sure the Pirates are as good as they think they are. They won 80 games last year, but I think a lot of those are going to be taken by the Reds getting better and the Cardinals being better and the Brewers and Cubs still being good. So I'm not sure I buy the whole five teams are pretty good thing. I think the Pirates will slip by a good 8 to 10 games this year, but other than that, I think the Reds will be fun and exciting, and I think it's going to be a three-team race, and two of those three teams will make the postseason.
I'm excited to see how Goldschmidt fills into that offense, and you've got a mix of youth and you know, obviously aging veterans there. How many more years Molina have in him?
That's a great question, because every time we think it's getting near the end, he has another All-Star or Gold Glove season like last year. So, you know, the guy only played 123 games last year, and he had 20 homers and won a Gold Glove at age 35. So I guess the simple answer is at least one more. but I think he's going to play 3 more years. I think he's going to play this year and next, and then maybe try to stick around for one more after that. But I think it all depends on health, because he flat out said this spring he will stop playing the minute he's not playing at the level he wants to. He said flat out, I will not be the guy that hangs on. So safe prediction is 2. He's under contract for 2. I guess we can roll with that.
Well, looking at the rest of this team, you know, there's a lot of anticipation, obviously, in St. Louis. I mean, that's a baseball city. So let's start where it means the most. And obviously, Mikolas coming off of a fantastic season last year. He's going to be the anchor there. It always, Wainwright's health is always iffy. I can't believe Waka's 27 years old, because it seems like just yesterday he was coming up into the majors. But talk about that rotation.
Well, the rotation's got a lot of questions, Bill, but they have a ton of depth. And, you know, just as an example, Carlos Martinez goes down in spring. The guy that wins his rotation spot was a top 100 prospect, Dakota Hudson. And he's fantastic. I mean, this is a guy that throws mid-90s with a swing and miss slider, gets a lot of ground balls, should be perfectly good. I don't know if he's going to be like Flaherty last year. I wouldn't anticipate that. But he's going to be a very solid guy until we find out what's up with Carlos. The thing is, they could have one of the best rotations in the National League. I mean, if Martinez can get healthy and be in there along with Flaherty and Mikolas, they could have one of the best rotations in the National League. But you got Waka is always a health question. Waino is a health question and a performance question at this point. Mikolas has got to show that he can do it again. Flaherty's got to show that he can do it again. The way that they'll get by, though, at the very worst, Bill, is they'll get by because they have a lot of options. You know, last year, Waka pitched only half the season. Wainwright blew up, and Carlos was on the DL 3 times. And they had the 5th best starting ERA in Major League Baseball. I'm sorry, in the National League. So, actually, sorry, in Major League Baseball. 3rd best in the National League, 5th best in baseball. I think that the guys they have as extras are good enough, with, you know, Alex Reyes being in that mix later in the year, with John Gant and a bunch of other guys they've got stashed at AAA. They will be okay starting pitching-wise all season long. The question will be how many of the hitters live up to expectations, and is the bullpen what they need it to be?
Tell me about the division itself, because we talked about adding Goldschmidt. You obviously have some bats. Can, if the Brewers, because the Brewers, obviously, they got a pretty good lineup with Braun and Kane and yeah, Yelich out there, yeah, and you keep Moustakas and, you know, Aguilar can give you power. And so, obviously, bringing in Yasmani Grandal, they've got a lineup that can hit the baseball. So do the Cubs. If it comes down to swinging the bat, do the Cardinals have enough firepower to stay with the Brewers and the Cubs?
They do now with Goldie. They did not before. If he's simply at the level he's been, he's the best hitter in the division. I mean, he's been one of the top five hitters in baseball the last 5 years. In fact, he's fifth in OPS and fifth in weighted runs created plus in all of baseball the last 5 years. So if he's what he normally is, he's the best hitter. Now, maybe not the best player. You know, Yelich is a better all-around player. I think that you could argue that maybe Chris Bryant is too, because he's playing third base instead of first. But I mean, he's the best hitter in the division if he's right. The keys to this problem here is, and this is where the questions we have about the Cardinals are, can Paul DeJong play the whole season? Because he's had a couple of injuries. He missed time last year. And even by missing like 40 games, he hit 19 home runs. And he hit like 24 home runs the year before in two-thirds of a season. So if he's healthy, he's a 30-home-run shortstop if he can play the whole season. You know, Ozuna, if healthy, should be close to a 30-home-run guy in left field. He wasn't healthy last year, and he hit 23 home runs. So they potentially have as good a lineup as either the Cubs or the Brewers, but more of their guys are attached to question marks. So if my initial reaction is to say, probably not at the same level as Milwaukee or Chicago when it comes to offense, but it's very possible because they've now got that big boy in the middle in Goldie.
Talk about their depth. Obviously, Matt Wieters is a guy that they had to rely upon when Yadier Molina would go down, but talk about guys like Munoz and Robinson and Martinez and O'Neill and what they have right now at their depth position. Should they need to use those guys coming off of the bench for firepower?
So to me, as far as depth, If they lose an outfielder to an injury, they're fine. They've got two starting caliber outfielders on the bench in Jose Martinez and Tyler O'Neill. So outfield depth, I have zero concerns. If somebody goes down, they've got somebody that can step in and hit. And O'Neill is a good defender, too. So they've got good coverage there, no problems, nothing to worry about. And they've got some good guys in the minor leagues that could step up, too. The infield depth is a little bit more concerning. So, like, if Paul DeJong goes down, they don't have another shortstop that you could really feel good about playing every day. You know, none of the backups are particularly good defensive shortstops. You know, Drew Robinson and Jairo Munoz can play there, but they're not really shortstops. Jed Jerko can play there. He's not a shortstop. At first base, I think they'd be okay as far as plugging someone in, but they're going to lose something. They're either going to lose offense or defense if Goldie goes down. They could fill in for Colton Wong just fine at second base. They wouldn't be able to replace Carpenter's bat at third if he goes down. So the infield depth is, like, they've got numbers, but I don't think they have anybody near the major league level that projects as an everyday infielder, like, down the road. So I think that's a spot where they really need to stay healthy. Again, a few games here and there, no problem, but an extended absence for their infielders would be a problem.
Brewers getting set to take on the Cardinals this Thursday in the opener. Kevin Wheeler from 101 ESPN Radio in St. Louis with us on the line, breaking down the Cardinals side of things. We know that the Brewers kind of changed things last year. You didn't need these big-time starters. They called them openers or outgetters or whatever you want to call it. Give me, in a traditional town like St. Louis, where the Brewers actually clinched their postseason last year, how is this new philosophy or these new sabermetrics being received?
I don't think it's based on how people perceive the use of it. I think in St. Louis amongst baseball fans, it's like anything else. There's a split. There are people that will buy into, you know, kind of the new way of trying to do things. There are people that won't. And I would say it's more of an old school town. So I think more people probably don't look too fondly on those things. I like the opener and those creative ways as alternatives to short-term problems, right? You know, you're in the middle of a year. You don't really have a starter that you want to put in there. You don't have somebody ready. You've got injuries. I think it's a fine adjustment. I don't think it works over the course of a season. I don't think it works if you're using more than one rotation spot like that. I don't think it works if you don't have innings eaters at other spots in your rotation, because I think you're going to burn out your bullpen. And what I'm really curious about as a baseball guy, Bill, because I do believe in aggressive bullpen usage. I fully believe that if you've got those big arms down there, you should be aggressive with them and use them. And use them early if necessary. But I also wonder, though, as we go through this evolution where the bullpen is gaining emphasis, I also wonder whether or not we're going to start seeing more relievers just blow out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that happens, starters and your best guys in the pen have blown out, what do you do? And like anything else, I mean, we've seen this, all the hard throwers and guys are getting hurt. They're throwing hard all the time rather than pacing themselves. We've seen the launch angle thing come home to roost a little bit because guys keep swinging and missing as pitchers start elevating the fastball and throwing more four-seamers and more curveballs. So there's going to be an ebb and flow. But my biggest thing about bullpen usage is what effect this has on the health of all of these relievers that are being put to such use.
I think the Brewers have kind of changed the game a little bit, and they've changed it for teams that don't have big-time starters. And you start to just fortify it more inexpensively through your bullpen, and you can say, okay, this is the way we're going to do it. But if you've got big-time starters, I think you're an old-school team. You're a team that wants your starters to go six, seven innings, turn it over to three guys, close things down, and every now and then you're going to have to use a middle reliever. I think there's still a lot of that in the game. I just think that the Brewers have changed it for teams that couldn't afford to be able to go out and get the big time starter like a guy that's going to cost you $10 to $15 million a year or something like that.
I still think you have to make your development system though about producing those guys. Like if you're going to develop guys to be the horse, that's the way to go. And you're right; not everybody has an ideal circumstance at a given point, whether it's financial or injuries, whatever. That's what I like about these innovations is that it's giving people flexibility in how you can adjust and still be competitive on the fly, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have something, you don't have it. So you got to find a way, and I like that part about it. But I don't think any team with financial means of any kind should plan on that being a multi-year option. I think that's something you fall back to. I think you should plan on finding guys that can throw 180 to 200 innings at the top of your rotation and then build depth from there.
Always good, Kevin. Enjoy it. We will talk again soon, I'm sure, okay?
Always glad to do it. We'll talk to you soon, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Kevin Wheeler. He's our buddy from ESPN Radio down there in St. Louis, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been getting it done for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.